I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In 1 Kings 2, 3 and 4, David charges his son Solomon to be strong and to keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, according to what is written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in all that you do and wherever you turn, so that the Lord may carry out his promise, which he spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons are careful of their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, you shall not lack a man on the throne. God's promises are for those who are careful of their way, to walk before God in truth with all their heart and soul. David had this kind of heart, for he walked in truth, righteousness, and uprightness of heart towards God. After David's death, his son Solomon ascended to the throne. Solomon asked God for a heart of understanding, to judge the people, to discern good from evil. According to 1 Kings 3:12 and 4:29, God gave Solomon a wise and discerning heart, a heart of wisdom, very great discernment, and breadth of mind. The whole world sought to hear the wisdom that God put in Solomon's heart. Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple expresses this deep understanding and wisdom, as recorded in 1 Kings 8:22 to 53. Solomon begins his prayer by acknowledging the Lord. O Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or in earth beneath, who art keeping covenant and showing loving kindness to thy servants who walk before thee with all their heart. Yet Solomon knew, as we ourselves know, that we are not always careful in all our ways, and that there are many afflictions of our hearts. So Solomon appeals to God to listen to the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prays before thee, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there. To listen to the prayer which thy servant shall pray toward this place, and listen to the supplication of thy servant. Hear thou in heaven, hear and forgive. Solomon asked God to hear and judge, verse 32, to hear, forgive, and restore, verse 34, to hear and teach them the good way in which they should walk, verse 36. Whatever prayer or supplication is made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, each knowing the affliction of his own heart, and spreading his hands toward this house, then hear in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and act, and render according to all his ways, whose heart thou knows, for thou alone dost know the hearts of the sons of men. As Solomon asked God to hear the prayers directed toward the temple, we direct our prayers to the true temple, the one greater than the temple, greater than Solomon, to Jesus Christ our Lord. It is in his name that we bring our supplications, where we seek forgiveness and restoration, where we find teaching of how to walk his good way. The heart that God desires for each of us is like David's, one that seeks his heart, that will walk in his ways with complete devotion. It will be a heart of truth and righteousness, with integrity and uprightness. It will be discerning and wise. It will be repentant and will not be turned away by anything else. We need to have a careful heart. Lord our God, King of glory and creator of heaven and earth, help each of us to have a careful heart. Let our hearts be wholly devoted to you, that we might walk in your ways all of our days. By the power and grace of Jesus, we ask this. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.